Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Delighted and thrilled to be bringing you this podcast since 2009. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, with an inspiring word for you. I get letters all the time. What exactly can the law of attraction do as it relates to relationships and, you know, preventing breakups? People want to know, well, I'm going through a breakup right now, or my relationship, my marriage isn't doing very good at this time, or my boyfriend and I, we're not happy, we're not seeing each other, or he's not committing, or that kind of thing. People have all kinds of questions as it relates to relationships, and there's a good reason why. Of all the things that we experience as human beings, love and deep commitment is the most important. You know, I oftentimes use Stephen Covey's example where I say, look, on your last day, you're not going to say, I wish I spent more time in the office, or I wish I would have made an extra $10,000 a year. But you will say, I wish I would have spent more time loving. Those are things that people say. Now, I've been around at least six people who were dying, and all of them talked about love. All of them talked about relationships and connection. Nobody ever talked about, I wish I would have made more money. Okay? Now, I'm not saying money's bad. I like money. Money is good. Okay? Let's make sure we understand that. Money's fine. Money's great. You know, your goals are wonderful. Don't get the impression that I'm saying that your goals are anything less than what they are. But if you're going through a breakup, if you're going through something painful that deals with a relationship, you know that there is no kind of pain that equals it. It is on a level all by itself. And so if you're going through something like that, you can talk to your friends and family, but chances are you're not going to get the kind of technique and advice and ideas that you need to help you save that relationship, to make it special, to make it unique again. And I have to say this, I have some very close friends that are psychics. But in general, spending money on psychics, especially telephone psychics and internet psychics, is a waste of your time. It is a waste of your time. And it's a waste of your money. And more importantly, it's a waste of your resources. So somebody tells you they're going to cast a love spell and all of this on the internet, probably not a good way to spend your resources in time, money, and energy. But what about the law of attraction? I've had people tell me, well, Robert, I've read books that say, well, if two people have fallen out of love, if their vibrations are different, they can't fall in love again. Why not? Where is that written? People fall in love all the time. I've had couples that have been apart for 3 years or longer that have gotten back together. You know, one of the keys is not giving up so quickly. People are so fearful of being alone that they immediately, you know, within a short week, 2 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, start looking for a new relationship. The truth of the matter is, if you believed that this man or this woman was special to you, that you had something unique, and something changed, the vibration changed, the energy changed, the behavior changed, it doesn't mean it's over. It could mean, listen to me now, it could mean it's just beginning. That you are now coming to a place where the two of you can reconnect at a higher spiritual, emotional, and physical vibration. But if you give up and you move on to something else, especially if it's not better, then you've made a big mistake. Now, if you've moved on to something else and it is better and you're generally happier, then you've made the right decision. All I'm trying to say is, if you're still in love with someone, if you still have feelings for someone, why give up? You know, why throw in the towel? Let me tell you some of the things today on this podcast that the law of attraction has done and can do and will do for you if that's what you need. Okay, first off, I want to invite you to our website, Law of Attraction Solutions, and claim your 30 minutes free of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. And if you're going through a breakup or you're going through some serious issues in your relationship, you know, let's not wait. The clock is ticking, so take action as soon as possible. Because you don't want to put something like this off. The longer you wait, the more difficult the challenge, and the longer it takes to get the ball rolling again. Now, I have people in 60 different countries that we've worked with, couples. And I can honestly say that about 90% of the time, that somebody does not save their marriage, save their relationship, turn the energy around, it's because they found something better, either in someone else or in themselves. Usually it's in themselves. They found a new way of living, a new way of being, a new vibration. And they're happier with their life. And they don't want to go back to the way things were. But we have a huge, gigantic success rate. And you can go on our website, look at our testimonials. It's ridiculous. I mean, we're helping people. I mean, it's absolutely absurd the kind of things that happen. We have people that haven't talked to each other in 15 months. You know, now they're married and they have a child together. And it all started with, oh, I didn't mean to call you. I must have butt-dialed you. Sure you did. The law of attraction was working. Why? Because one of the things that the law of attraction and doing the kind of work we teach does is it increases magnetism. Magnetism is absolutely, you know, when you're in a room full of some people and you look over and you see someone and they look at you and you just feel that, yeah, that connection, there's something there. That's magnetism. The work that I teach increases your magnetism big time. I mean, it really increases your magnetism.
Now you can receive the spiritual guidance you need with Angels in Your Dreams, this exciting new program created by Kabbalist and magical practitioner Robert Zink will help you receive angelic guidance on love, healing, spirituality, prosperity, relationships, increased finances, family, protection, and more. Whether you believe in the presence and power of angels or not, you will be pleasantly surprised at the level of inner guidance you receive from this program. Stop depending on others to awaken to higher vibrations and allow angels in your dreams to help you. Expect to receive the help and guidance you need with Angels in Your Dreams by Robert Zink. Download your copy now. Visit the store at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Don't put this off. Get your copy of Angels in Your Dreams at lawofattractionsolutions.com.
You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
You know, another thing is that sometimes one or both partners will be involved in some infidelity. And it doesn't mean that they're necessarily happier. They're just found somebody to take away some of the pain. We can stop infidelity. The law of attraction. You can heal the person that you're with. They won't want to be with anybody else. They'll want to follow their heart. They'll want to follow their soul. I have one couple right now. The guy is with another woman, not because that's where he wants to be, but because his wife has such a nasty, ugly vibration, he can't stand being around her. We can change that. You know, the law of attraction and the work that we teach can help mend broken hearts. It's absolutely amazing. But it's just people. And this is important because a lot of times people will call and they'll say, you know, Robert, I haven't talked to my daughter in 20 years. Can you help me with that? And the answer is absolutely yes. You're going to have to put skin in the game. You're going to have to take action. You're going to have to get involved. You're going to have to move forward and change your vibration and your belief system. But we can help you. So it's not always just about, you know, mending broken hearts isn't just about relationships between couples. You know, oftentimes it's relationship with family. We can bring the two of you together in love, in a new relationship. I'm not so big about trying to save the old one because the old one wasn't working. If it was working, you guys would be together and working it out and having fun and doing things. You'd be living a life together, but you're not because it wasn't working. So why try to save the old junk? Let's get on to some new stuff. You know, it helps create positive changes in behavior. I had one couple where the wife told me, you know, my husband comes home drunk really late, 2 or 3 times a week. And I said, what do you do? He says, well, I bitch at him and yell at him when we have fights. And I says, how well does that work? Well, it doesn't work well at all. I said, what happens if you start to heal him from the inside out? What happens if you change your vibration? What happens if he doesn't have the desire to get drunk? Well, then things would be perfect. I said, well, let's get started. And that's exactly what we did. You can reduce the need or the desire to drink or take drugs in yourself, but also in another person. You can restore lost love and passion. You can bring about a sense of forgiveness. Now, this is a tough one. Some people are real bastards when it comes to forgiveness. They hold a grudge like you cannot believe. I have a couple right now where we're involved in that. And I think... You know, in hindsight, maybe she made a mistake in kicking him out, and he's just holding this and holding it and holding it. But I have no doubt that if we stick with this and we focus, we can get him to a point where he is forgiving, and maybe she's forgiving, and the two of them are loving instead. Isn't that nice? That's what we want. We can increase desire big time with the law of attraction. That's one of the things the law of attraction is absolutely good at. Is increasing desire. Well, we can stop the hurting and the blaming. The blame game is not fun. I mean, you can sit there and point fingers all over the place. What does it do? Does it increase the love in your life? Does it make you happier? Does it make you feel better? We can stop the hurting. We can stop the blaming. We can bring about healing, physical healing, emotional healing, psychological healing, because all of this is a result of vibration. Ultimately, any relationship where there was love at one time, there can be love again. Where there was desire at one time, there can be desire again. Where there was passion at one time, there can be passion again. But you're going to have to make a decision to do something. You're going to have to make a decision to go off the grid and try something that absolutely works. The power of the law of attraction, miracle mentoring, and alchemy life coaching. Because it's about transformation. Alchemy means transform. We're transformed. forming an old relationship that didn't work into something new, something exciting, something bold, something loving, something passionate. Okay, visit us at our website, and if you're going through something right now, you're in pain, you know, or something is fairly recent, you need to include a letter, and we'll talk to you. We'll give you some ideas on what to do right now and what you can do to make your relationship work, make it special, make it extraordinary. You deserve to be loved. I mean, you deserve everything else too, but you absolutely deserve to be loved. Now, if you're looking to bring about deep interpersonal transformation in your life so that you become better at manifesting, then I want you to consider our workshop coming up in May of 2017, Manifesting Beyond Belief. We're selling spots already. It's not even a workshop. Slap my face. It's an intensive. I mean, you are going to be put through the most intensive experiences of your life. But when you come out of this, you are going to manifest in ways you cannot even imagine. Your thoughts are going to have power. Your desires are going to bring about the kind of things that you truly want in your life. You're just going to have increased skills, the skills of the ancients and modern technology put together. And we're going to put you through three different attunements. We're going to attune your energy so that you are manifesting like a rock star. Okay, we're out of time. You can check that out at our events page at lawofattractionsolutions.com. And if you'd just like to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching because you want to find out what your potential is or where you can take your dreams, get in touch with us. Thank you so much. You have a great day now. Pay it forward and do something good for someone, okay? Bye-bye.